You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Happy Monday, my darlings. Happy December. Happy New Week. So much happy all around. This is my favorite time of year. If you follow me online or you listen to my podcasts, you know I am a huge fan of the Christmas season. I love the whole holiday season. I love when December rolls around. And yet, and I know this is the case for so many people across the world, this time of year can also be a time of year when I feel a lot of stress. When I feel a lot of pressure, I so badly want to recreate magical holidays, magical Christmases from my childhood. I feel a lot of pressure to make things perfect and to get things right. And on top of that, there's usually lots of time spent with family around this time of year. So I know this is true for so many of us, that the time that's supposed to be the most magical time of the year ends up for many being the most stressful time of the year. I've been thinking about this over the past couple of days, just navigating this on my own as I am living back in Sweden. I'm closer to family, kind of navigating what Christmas around family is going to be like. And I just have had so much clarity in this area in the past couple of days, and I really want to share it with you. I don't know where you are on the in love with Christmas spectrum, if you are a huge Christmas fanatic like I am, if you don't care all that much like a lot of people, maybe you don't celebrate Christmas, maybe you do. But I thought, wouldn't it be so good if before we got too close to the holidays, before things get too intense, if we gave ourselves a little bit of space to reflect on how we can actually have a holiday season that's really supportive for us. And it's so silly, really, how we end up in this season often thinking so much of everybody else, fulfilling expectations and figuring things out for people and making everybody else happy, when actually this is your holiday, right? This is my, it's our holiday, it's our Christmas season. What would it feel like to sit down and get really clear on what is working for you around the holiday season? What feels really healing and wholesome and easy and stress-free and magical? And what isn't working for you? What about this season is it that feels like pressure or stress or challenges? And if you had a little bit more clarity around that, could you maybe set some ground rules for this holiday, or just get more clarity around boundaries you want to set, maybe deciding how you're going to spend your time, where you're going to focus your energy, so that this holiday actually can become truly magical.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, when I look back on Christmases that I remember as beautiful and magical and so special, they were never, as a child, you know, about everything being perfect or even about the food or about the toys, but really they were about the feeling that I had inside, that there was something so special about that time. That feeling of magic, of believing in something that was a little bit mysterious and magical, and of course, about spending time with people I loved. And I was sitting with this the other day, just feeling into, well, how can I recreate that for myself in a way that doesn't involve the stress and pressure of adulthood? And I got some serious clarity around what I want, what I don't want, some things I've decided this year I'm going to say no to, even if it ruffles some feathers, some things I'm definitely going to say yes to and make space for, where I'm going to focus my money, my time, my energy to make sure that this holiday season actually becomes a holiday season that works for me, not a celebration I have to recover from or something that's really detrimental for my mental health. How is this resonating with you? I think we've had intentions and themes before centered around Christmas, but we've never really had one centered around making Christmas work for us, right? Around healing and boundaries and really reflecting on what we need this season. And I think we all need to do that. This week is a perfect week to reflect, to meditate on this, to contemplate, get clarity. And then hopefully by the end of the week, we'll have arrived at some serious action items around things we can implement to make this holiday season really beautiful. Our intention this week, I will reflect on how to make this holiday season beautiful for me. This week, I will reflect on how to make this holiday season beautiful for me. Of course, tomorrow's Tuesday. I'll be back with some journaling prompts and some things to contemplate. Wednesday, we have a meditation on this. Thursday, we're going to tap into some gratitude. And Friday, we're going to have a self-care practice centered around this topic. So let's dive in. You can start already today by just beginning to contemplate, how are you feeling about the holidays right now? Are you dreading something? Are you excited about something? Is there something coming up that you know is going to be challenging? Is there something coming up that you're just longing for? Where are you at right now? How are you doing? How's your mind? How's your heart? Take a moment to check in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.